Chad Collin. I work for the Citrus Research Board, and I'm the Director of Board and Grower Communications.
Okay, Chad, we've talked a couple times. There's a grower seminar series coming up. It looks like it's covering a wide variety of topics. This is not just going to be ACP related, although there is a lot of ACP contact, correct?
That's correct. We've got biological control of Asian citrus psyllid, and that is presented by Mark Hoddle, who's been working on that project for quite some time. We also have updates on ACP psyllid management areas, and that's in conjunction with the Citrus Pest and Disease Prevention Program. They'll be there to answer questions for growers along with the regional grower liaisons. Those are the couple that are really addressing ACP, Wanglong Bing, along with one survey that we have based on the same subject.
What are some of the other things that you guys are accompanying with this? I know there's some water management speakers and also some food safety stuff at the end too, right?
Absolutely, yes. We've got an hour-long session that's talking about interpreting soils, water, leaf analysis, and managing the water through a drought. So really, how do you conduct those analyses in the field and what it means to the grower? And then rounding out the program, we also have a food safety and GAP certification. It's more of an introduction of GAP certification and what it means to the average citrus grower.
Is there continuing education offered in this?
Yes, there's about 1.5 hours of continuing education. So PCAs can come and bring their ID numbers and get some credits.
Who's putting this grower seminar series on?
So this grower seminar has been going on for years in conjunction with Citrus Research Board and University of California Cooperative Extension, who many of the speakers are either farm advisors or UCCE specialists. And so we've been working together to get this information out to the growers each year.
How important is it to have a seminar series like this that's available, you know, in many different areas of the state and get the same information out to everybody?
It's very, very important. The citrus industry is pretty diverse and pretty widespread throughout California, so it's important to meet the growers in their location. So we've got one over at the coast in Santa Paula, also in Southern California near the desert and Palm Desert, and then also up here in San Joaquin Valley and Exeter. So it's important to get the same message there, get the right experts in front of growers so that they can have the information they need and ask the questions, you know, straight to the farm advisors.
And it kind of gets everybody on the same page and also, you know, preps these speakers for concerns that they're seeing in these different locations.
Absolutely, yeah. It gives a little back and forth for the speakers. Many of them are researchers of what the California grower is looking for and what they need in the future.
Anything else you want to add about it?
The only thing I want to add is if they want to sign up and RSVP, they can RSVP at citrusresearch.org. They're all free seminars, so go ahead and sign up and love to see you there.